Blog Talk Radio.
The Love Radio Network family is here for you, touching every community worldwide. And you can count on us to be right here with you every step of the way during this crisis. As we remain committed to you, to uplift you, and inspire you. Because our community is stronger together. Today, tomorrow, always. LoveRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.
Well, all right, you are live again here Monday, LoveRadioNetwork.com. This is the Final Authority. The Final Authority, we air live every Monday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we're going to continue on our vein and what we covered on from last week. We'll swing from there. But we're dealing with the topic, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Well, before we get into our part three of our series, we're going to do a word of prayer. We'll give you the phone number and give you some more information, and we'll go from there. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Acknowledge you as the living, true God, most high, eternal God, our Father, source, provider, and giver of life. Father, it is a delight to be in your presence, the Almighty, Most High, Eternal God who loves us. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you for covering us with your grace, Father, for blessing our going out and our coming in. You have blessed us, watched over us. We thank you, praise you, Father God, by your grace you have kept us. And Father, we ask, oh God, that your word would increase and abound and multiply in us and through us, Father. Grant unto us the wisdom of we pray for the glory of the people blessed through the ministry of the word. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Yes, yeah, so, I want to mention this. If you do have a question and or a comment, please feel free to call the number. The number would be area code 516-531-9623. For your question or comment, please call in. Area code 516-531-9623. After you are connected at any point in time, press the number 1 on your phone, and my producer will connect you to my live show, and I will welcome you to the Final Authority for your question or your comment. Okay? Also, want to mention that if, in fact, you are in a position, you have a desire to give a donation, a free will donation toward the support of our ministry here for our bill. You can go to www.loveradionetwork.com. Scroll down to donation, hit the donation button, and whatever you desire to give, whatever you're able to give. All right, now, so we're going to get right into it. I will fear no We did go over with you that the word evil is mentioned several times throughout the Old Testament and even the New Testament. The word evil has different connotations depending upon the context. But we're using the word evil here in light of crisis and calamities. So many times the word evil is used, we think of some evil act that's done against somebody, and that could be the case in several cases. Crises that come up because people have done some evil things that have an impact in how it impacted the masses of the people. So it can be an evil that rises, something that man have created and did something against humanity. Evil can be from what is known as the powers of darkness, known as from the entities of Satan and demons, or the devil and demons, that doing evil works against humanity. And so we deal with that kind of evil. We deal with men who have wicked hearts. Their hearts is, their nature is evil, and they carry out evil acts against others. And so that's an evil. But what we're dealing with now, we're living in a time in which there's this pandemic of what is known as the coronavirus. And people are told to, you know, don't go here, don't go there. You know, we got social distancing, and we do apply ourselves. People are living in fear. They're panicking. They're just losing it. They're feeling a sense of hopelessness because they can't work. Jobs and businesses and corporations is closed down. People don't have the income coming in. Some people are living from paycheck to paycheck and so on. People have lost a lot of money. Going to a store, there's long lines in stores and in banks now. It's really, really, really a pressing time for so many people. People are under such stress and pressure. How I'm going to make it? How I'm going to live? How I'm going to feed my family? And so people are going into a panic. And so they and people are going into a fear. And we have scripture for us as believers. This message is mainly directed toward those who are in Christ Jesus. I have a message for everyone in general, but I'm focusing right now toward the believer in Christ. So for the believer in Christ, Jesus makes a statement as recorded in Matthew chapter 4. He had just been baptized by John the Baptist. He was empowered by the Spirit, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And he was tempted of the devil. The word devil comes from the Greek word diabolos, and it means one who slanders. It is the enemy of our soul, and he seeks to accuse and to slander, all right, to tear you apart, to rip you like a lion does its prey. And so he's tempting Christ over in Matthew chapter 4 to entice him. And so Jesus is going through the testing of time, and Jesus makes a statement. The devil came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God." Man shall live by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Now, we have heard messages from so many news reporters, friends, relatives, associates, and they're spreading a message of fear. It's causing hysteria and panic. It's calling people to do things they normally wouldn't do. People are drinking more, and people are just losing it, having a sense of hopelessness. People are even committing suicide. It's a really bad time for so many people. But I have an encouraging word, because my words is not my words, but it's the words of God. We've heard from so many people. I want to hear from God. I want to know what God is saying to me in this hour through his word. And so we have word. I was reading over in the book of Joshua where the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, had spoken to Joshua. And Joshua was the successor of Moses. And the Lord God had told Joshua, said, "Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not dismayed." Don't be discouraged and down and out. Be not dismayed. "Have I not commanded you to be strong and to take courage?" Then he tells Joshua, and as recorded in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, "But this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Now, he tells Joshua, be strong and take courage. Why? You're going to face some things. You're going to face some adversities. You're going to have some opposition and face some crisis in your life. And you need to be strong. You got to take courage. But God tells him, now mind you, he's hearing from God. He's getting God's words. One, I'm with you. The question is, do you really believe that God is with you? See, we have scripture. After Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, he said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm with you always. So we have a promise. So what does it mean that he's with us? All right? He's ever present with us. He's for us. God is here to help us through the process of what we're going through, the fact, the crisis, the adversity, the hysteria people are going through. But here we have the scriptures, I will fear no evil in Psalm 23. But here God tells Joshua, you need to meditate on the words. This book of the law shall not depart of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night. You need to go over and over and over the word to get the word in you, so that word can be a reality in you. See, we've been hearing over and over and over the words from the news media, all the various channels you've been listening to, all the different social medias and internet messages you've been getting, and people is going through hysteria, and now you're acting upon the words that's spoken through the media. So fear is gripping the heart of the nation of the people. God's word produces faith, not fear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So refresh your faith. God wants to strengthen your faith. Renew your faith. So faith is me having a conviction of the reality of God and holding fast to his word no matter what I face. God, see, there's a crisis on the earth. The crisis is not in heaven. This crisis is nothing to God. This pandemic is nothing to God. God knew all about the corona before it ever was in existence to our knowledge. There's not anything he does not know. So God knows about all of this. It's nothing new to God. He said, I am with you. So when Joshua heard those words from the Lord, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And Joshua knew just how God was with Moses, because he manifested his glory and his power in the life and ministry of Moses. And God wants to manifest his glory in this hour upon the church. Now, so let me get back to this verse I quoted out of Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do. What are you meditating upon? If you're meditating only upon what you're hearing on the news, it'll strike fear. You're going to the path, you go to a hysteria. You're getting into this letting the words of the news media, the world, dominate your heart, your mind, your emotions, and now you're making all these decisions based upon fear now. God requires of us as his children who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by the blood of Christ, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, have the very life of God in you, a citizen of heaven, a saint of the Most High God, sanctified, consecrated, and dedicated to the glory of God. God expects us to stand forth in faith and be firm and steadfast and unmovable, walking in faith, resting upon the authority and the revelation of God's word, the Holy Scriptures. Do you believe God's word to you? See, now the hour of testing has come, and now your faith is tested. I have perfect peace. I have joy full of glory. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. No. Do I like what's going on in the circumstances of the world? No. Has some of my luxuries has been kind of diminished? Yes, but that's fine. My life has not consisted of that. Listen, God will sustain you through the process. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Don't get all into anxiety and panic about tomorrow. Tomorrow's sufficient for the day that thereof. So Jesus said that take no thought what you shall drink, eat, or what you shall wear, your clothing. Why? Because he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first. See, you heard all from other people. Go get in God's prayer. Your first step should be seeking God first. Is God a priority? Are you seeking everybody else but God? Seek first the kingdom of God. Find out the order of God for you because you are in his kingdom. Seek his righteousness, the righteous standard of God for you, how you are to operate in a righteousness. He says, all these things, you do that, he says, all these things shall be added unto you. So when he says that, as recorded in Matthew chapter 6, he talks about all the things that you need to sustain you for your life. You may have lost your job. You may have all the income that you had before. You may now downsize and whatever you have to do. But God still will provide for you what you really need. And you find out all those things I thought I needed. Because I thought what's important is that you need God. The point is that you spend quality time with family. Wow. Getting to that point where you say, you know what? Come what will, come what may, I am going to believe God. I am going to rest my faith upon the authority of his word to me. I'm going to believe God. You see, if you're going to live by the word, you have to know the word because you can't live by the word if you don't know the word. So you have to feed upon the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. If you're living by the word of God, you won't let fear dominate and run your life. Because fear has torment. It torments you. You have a sense of being lost. I don't have that sense because I have the perfect peace of Almighty God. Now, let me take you over to Psalms 23. That was the foundational text that I have went over, and then we'll get back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's not going to lack. I shall not lack. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord shepherds me. If he's your shepherd, he has to provide for you. The shepherd provides for the sheep. He, my shepherd, makes me to lie down in green pastures. He, my shepherd, leads me beside the still waters. My shepherd restores my soul. I need to be refreshed. My shepherd leads me in the path of righteousness. He will always guide me right for his name's sake and for his glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God's with me. His rod and the staff, they cover me. I have internal comfort from God that I can get through this thing. I will get through this. Why? I will not fear no evil. I'm not going to feel no crisis. I'm not going to get caught into the hysteria and the fear that is now plagued upon the world. You know what more folks are afraid of? It's the news. It's the news that's being spread out. So it's the fear of what they are saying. But what God says produces faith, not fear. Because Romans 10:16, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to hear more and more of the word. So what you have to do is go get in the word. If you are by yourself and nobody else is around you, get in the word. If nobody in your family is with God, you are with God, you get in the word and you pray. So I encourage all believers, wherever you are, pray. Get in the word of God. Meditate the word of God. Go over and over the word. Let your faith be refreshed by the word. Believe the word of God. This is not based upon your emotions or your feelings. It's only out of a heart of faith because it's faith that pleases God. So anyway, so David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, my shepherd, is with me. Wow. He's with us. God is with us all the time. Never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Your shepherd. Now, let me take you to Psalms 41 real quickly. Excuse me, Psalm. Isaiah 41. And if you don't have your Bible with you, please write the verse down. Isaiah chapter 41. I'm going to start it. I'm going to read verse 10. I'm going to skip a few verses and go down to verse 13. Fear thou not. That's what the Lord is saying to Israel, his people. His chosen people, the people who he called by his name, who he sanctified. Fear thou not. God doesn't want you to get in fear. Why? Because you're going to face some things. You're going to hear some things that will come. But he says, fear thou not, for I am with you. That's the same thing he said to Joshua. I'm with you. Take courage. Be strong. Meditate the word. See, because what you meditate upon, that's going to affect your judgment and how you see things and how your decision making. So if you're into fear, then you're going to make decisions out of fear because you're not trusting God, because you're meditating upon words that produce a fear to cause you to act like you're not in the kingdom of God. So he says, fear thou not, for I am with you. God's not with me because I feel like he is. He's with me because he said he is. I believe him over whatever I feel. I don't feel like he's with me. How do you feel like he is with you? It's not a matter whether you feel it or don't feel it. It's what he said. I accept it by faith. So my faith is rested upon the authority of the word. I heard his word. I believe his word. I take him at his word. I hold fast to his word. Even through your pain, believe God. When things, it's like you're losing things, believe God. Hold to his word. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Don't be disencouraged and down, for I am your God. We're talking about the Almighty God. We're talking about the omniscient God, the God who knows all things. There's not anything he does not know and nothing he has to discover. We're talking about the omnipresent God, the God who's everywhere at one and the same time. There is no place where he is not. We're talking about the all omnipotent God who's all powerful. His power is so great and vast that he harnesses all his unlimited powers in his sovereign wisdom. We're talking about the God who is all wise. He never makes a wrong judgment. Everything he does is just right and holy, whether I understand it or not. He says, I'm with you. He's your God. He's not against you. He is for you. He says, I will strengthen you. God will strengthen you. I will help you. This is the promise. He said he's going to help you. If you got God's help, oh, you got some help. He says, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You are in the hand of God. He's holding you. He got you. He's going to uphold you through all this crisis. Now going down to verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Wow. Can you imagine? You are very strong. A strong, solid mother or father who's right there by your child's side and says, don't fear. I got you. I'm here for you. I'm with you. It brings a comfort and a consolation and an assurance because that child looks to you to provide, to take care of, to protect, to hold. Well, God says, I am the one who will protect you. I will provide for you. I will sustain you. Believe what I tell you. I got you. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand and unto you, fear not, I will help you. Now watch verse 14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help you, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So he says, I will help you, saith the Lord. The word Lord there, Jehovah, the self-existent eternal God. He says, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Wow, amazing. That our little issues is nothing to God. This crisis is nothing to God. God is not in a hysteria. God is not in fear. God is not in a panic. God is not hope. None of that. That's us going through that based upon what we hear. And God calls Jacob, says, you're a worm. That shows you, you're like, this thing here, you're like almost like insignificant, but I love you, and I'm going to be there for you, and your problem is going to be nothing. Watch what he says now. This is pretty heavy. Verse 15, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 15. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Wow, I'm going to make you that. So this is what is called metaphorically speaking. He's not going to give you an instrument of a sharp teeth like you got edges in your teeth like that, literally. But there's a metaphorical language here. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and you shall make the hills as chaff. What are you saying? Woo! What seems to be an impossibility? What seems to be a problem? Because I'm with you, and because I will strengthen you, and because I am your God, and because I am your Redeemer, I'm going to enable you to get through stuff that you can't get through if I wasn't with you. I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to enable you to get through this mountain. You're going to be like a strong teeth. You'll be able to bite through mountains, no problem, get through it. You'll be able to beat them small, beat them down. The mountains become a small thing. You're going to be able to make hills like shaft, like nothing out of hills. Wow. This is so amazing. You shall fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. Wow. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and you shall rejoice in the self-existent eternal God, the Lord, and shall glory or rejoice in the hope of Israel. Woo, I celebrate right now. I celebrate right now. I don't have no fear. Now, do sometimes thoughts come to mind? Yes, it does. Can fear come? Yes, but I stand up against it. I choose faith in the word of God. I choose to believe my God. I choose to believe his word. I choose to meditate his word. Now, I will fear no evil. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I trust what he says. So therefore, my mind is on him. Now, also, I want to go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 now. We'll go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We went over a number of the passages here in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. So here we have Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was Judah and Jerusalem, and the enemies of Judah and Jerusalem, which was the Moabites and the Ammonites and Mount Seir, they were very wicked and very vile. And so they are coming against Jehoshaphat, Judah, and Jerusalem to kill them off and take over all their land and all their possessions. And so Jehoshaphat, the moment he got the news, when they came and told Jehoshaphat, when the news reporters came and began to tell him what the enemies were going to do, because they were greatly outnumbered. And Jehoshaphat knew that, wow, we are way outnumbered. How could we get to this? And so he knew God's promise. So he got the people of God. He got Judah and Jerusalem in the house of God. He got them in God's presence. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. That is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. So he got them in God's presence. And in God's presence, he took God's word to God. Okay? He knew what God said. He knew that God said that my people, if they cry unto me in this place, if they come in my presence and cry unto me in this place, my eyes are open, my ears are attent unto the prayers that are made in this place. So he got God's people in God's house. So he went to the temple of God, and all the people began to pray. All the men, all the children, all the women, and all the little babies, everybody got in God's presence. And that's what we need to do. You need to get in God's presence. If it's just you by yourself, if no one else is around, you get in God's presence. You need to hear from God. So they get in God's presence. And then as they got in God's presence, the Spirit of God came upon Jehaziel, and he gave them a word. And so I'm going to start in verse 14. As they are standing in God's presence, standing on God's word, they presented God's word to God. See, when you go to God, don't go complain about your situation. God knows about his word to him. Why? Because God watches over his word to perform his word. And so we're going to go on the break in just a moment, but I'm going to continue. When we hear the music, we'll just go right into the break. So then up on Jehaziel, this is verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Woo! I need the Spirit of the self-existent eternal God. I need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our midst. I hear everybody else, what everybody's talking about. I want the Holy Spirit in our midst. And so this man named Jehaziel, by the Spirit of God, he spoke to Judah and Jerusalem and to the King Jehoshaphat, and he said these words: "Hearken, you all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord." Woo! Now we're hearing from God. Please stay tuned in. I'm going to pick back up on this verse after the break. You got to hear this. Woo! God's final authority to Israel right here. And then we're going to go to God's final word to you in this time for the church. We'll see you after the break. Stay tuned in to the final authority.
Praise team, join your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wondrous? Put your hands together and sing this. Come on, everybody, clap those hands. Let's say it again. Oh, how wondrous,
oh, how wondrous
is the name.
We are the people.
What does gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me, is freedom, hope, salvation.
This is the Love Radio Network.
All right. Well, thank you for staying tuned in to the Final Authority. That song, Oh How Wondrous. Oh, yes, that song had me just dancing. I love it. That song was by John P. Key. John, letter P, that's the middle initial, and then the name, Key. John P. Key. Oh, how wondrous. Yes, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. Okay, so let's get back up into 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We'll stop before the break. I want to remind you that if you have a question or comment, we'd love that. We would love to have callers call in. The number to call in is 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. After you call the number, then press the number one on your phone, and my producer will connect you to my live show, and I will welcome you to the Final Authority for your question or your comment. Okay, so 2 Chronicles chapter 20. So we left off here when that Jahaziel was speaking to Judah and Jerusalem and the king Jehoshaphat, a word from the Lord. So the Lord used the mouth of Jahaziel to speak to his people. And he said, hearken ye all Judah. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you. See, that you need to know. What is the Lord saying to you? What is Jehovah, the self-existent eternal God, saying to you through the ministry of his word? What is he saying to you by his spirit that is from the word? Thus saith the Lord. That's what I want to know. What is the Lord saying unto you? I'm not worried about the news media right now. With the Lord, see, God has a sovereign wisdom. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's ways and thoughts are so far more superior than ours. And God always have your best interest, a sovereign divine interest for the best for you. And so by getting in God's presence and following God and seeking God, he is going to give you a word. He's going to give you the wisdom you need to navigate you through the situation, through the crisis. He's going to uphold you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to lead you by his hand. But you got to humble yourself to him in his presence and get in his word. So it says, hearken ye all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem about King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Did you hear that? He said, "This don't be afraid nor dismayed by reason of the great multitude." All this news you're getting, you got all the news reporters, and they're giving you all this reports about this great multitude. It's a crisis now. And naturally, fear grips him. What are we going to do? Run to God, get in his presence, and get in his word. So the word came. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Woo, yes, Lord. Why? For the battle is not yours, but God's. God is going to fight for you. God is on your side. God is behind the scenes working all things together for your good. So they got this word. What's he said? Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. See, we done got this crisis going on now, and folks is just falling apart. But you as a believer, God got you. He's with you. He's for you. The battle is not yours, but God's. But notice in verse 16, watch what it says. Tomorrow, go you down against them. Against what? Face this, your enemies. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. God knows just exactly where the enemies are. He knows what they're conniving against you. God knows how great of a multitude they are, and that you are greatly outnumbered. But if God be for you, who could be against you? Who could conquer the self-existent eternal God who knows all things, who's all-powerful, who's everywhere at one and the same time, who's all-wise? Who could overcome him? Man, do you know who he is? To really know God, to trust God. He says, you're not going to need to fight in this battle. Look at verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Now, wait a minute. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Quit running around. Quit running to everybody else. You need to just stop, set yourself, and stand still. Set yourself. Now stay right there. Right in God's presence, obeying God. God says, set yourself, stand ye still, while salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. You're going to see, God wants to show you something. God is going to show his hand, his glory, his power. His spirit is moving on your behalf, on behalf of the church. The church is not going down. Yeah, we may not be able to have our usual meetings in the congregations like we have because of social distancing and so on. But listen, Jesus said, up on this rock, the fact that he's the unique son of the living God, he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell, that word hell comes from the Greek word Hades, shall not prevail against it. The church is going to grow and to expand. And the glory of God is rising on the church, and God's glory is going to be seen. The power of God is going to be manifested. Fear not. Be not dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be hopeless. Don't get into hysteria. Don't go into a panic. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. God's salvation, God's deliverance. You're going to see how God delivers. God has ways of doing things that we can't figure out in our logical, sensory, human perception or reasoning. As intelligent as you like to think you are, you cannot outwit God. As intelligent as you may be, as many as degrees as you have, God still says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. God got some awesome ways that will blow your mind. It's nothing to God to keep you safe and secure through a crisis. Nothing. But do you trust him? Are you in his presence? Are you seeking him first? So watch what he says here. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. For what? The Lord will be with you. How do I know he's going to be with me? Because he said it. He said he is. You must believe it. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Woo! It's time to worship God. Yes, Lord, I love you, Lord. I give you glory, O God. I thank you that even in this crisis, Father, while the world is going through a hysteria and panic and hopelessness, that you have me in your hand. I thank you, Lord, that you're with me, that you're upholding me, and I will not fear. I will not be dismayed. I will not get into hopelessness. I will not go into a panic. I will not fear. But, Lord, I'm in your hand, and I trust you, and I believe you, and I rejoice in the God of my salvation. You hold me by my hand, and you guide me and navigate me through this process by your spirit. And, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I love you, and I give you glory. They begin to worship God. You see, to get in God's presence and to take God's word to him and the spirit of God move on your heart, he move on your heart what? To worship. They fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And then it goes on in verse 19, tell you about the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They start shouting, hallelujah, They started praising the Lord real loud. Praise you, Lord. They was giving God glory. It wasn't whispering, oh, well, you know, praise the Lord. No, let's get some shouting going on. Let's celebrate. Let's rejoice because God's going to fight this battle. I don't have to fight this battle. I don't have to fear. I'm not dismayed. I'm not in hysteria. I'm not in fear. I got perfect peace. My mind has stayed on the Lord. I will not fear. I fear no evil. I fear no crisis. I fear no epidemic. I fear no pandemic. I'm not into that. I'm into God, and I'm safe in God. Now, even in that, we use common sense. We have to honor things. We sanitize. We do social distancing. We have to honor all that. But even in the midst of all this, and watch this. I believe it may even get worse. If they close all the stores right now and you can't go to the store and get no food, what are you going to do? Oh, you better pray and believe God. But see, you don't have to start praying. I mean, yeah, you just because you're going through it, you ought to be praying all the way anyway. You ought to pray without ceasing. You ought to have a continual praying life, a private prayer life that you pray on a daily basis. But most folks don't wait till a crisis hit. When something drastic happens, oh, Lord, we got to pray? Come on, man. You got to wake up, believers. So listen to this. They praised the Lord with a loud voice on high. And then it goes on to verse 20. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness. And as went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. We're going to believe. Hey, he said he's going to help you. He said he's going to, he heard you. He said that the battle's not yours, but his. He got this. We worship God. Believe in the Lord, your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. It's well with you. So we had a word from God through the mouth of one of the Levitical prophets here. And go, so we go on verse 21. And when he, Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he, Jehoshaphat, appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Now, I need to read that again. When Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, verse 21, he, Jehoshaphat, appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. They went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's amazing. So he appointed singers. And then he put the singers in front of the army. He didn't put the army in front of the singers. Why? Because the army is not going to be a fight. So those that was in the military force did not have to fight. So he put them behind. Well, what if it don't work out the way we believe or the way God said? Because put the army in front. Nope. Mm-mm. No. Put the praises. Put some praise on it. Praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. Can you imagine? Hundreds of thousands of people marching forward to face the enemies, and everyone is with one accord saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Everybody saying it over and over and over. And the Bible says in verse 22, and when they begin to sing and to praise, what was they singing and praising? They were praising God. They were singing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which would come against Judah, and they were smitten. Enemies were brought to naught. Did you not know that this whole thing will be brought to naught? You are the church, the body of Christ. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. God's glory is on the church. The church is not going to go down. You are a member of the church, the body of Christ, of which Christ is the head. And the church, the body of Christ, is not going to go down. The glory of God is on the church. The Spirit of God is up on the church. The church is going to be rising in God's glory and the power of God manifested through the church. So there's no need to fear any crisis. There's no need to fear coronavirus. Yes, it's out there. We take precautions, but the point being is that people is just losing it all behind what they're hearing. Yes, okay, now we take precautions. But again, you need to hear from God. Learn how to praise God. Learn how to get in God's presence. That's vitally important. And so all of the enemies of Israel was brought to naught. Every one of them were smitten. You think God's not going to protect the church? God can protect the true church, the true body of believers who have come to true, genuine faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the unique Son of the living God. You have come to faith and you trust that Jesus is the unique God as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. And you believe that he was nailed to a cross, lifted up on that cross, thus he was crucified, and all of your sins was placed on him on that cross. And he was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And he was judged for our sins, so our sins was condemned upon Christ on the cross. And thus Christ satisfied the demands of divine justice in our place on our behalf. He bore our sins, shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins and to redeem us to his Father, was buried the third day, rises from among the dead, gave so much evidence upon evidence of his resurrection to so many people, and then after which he ascended up into the heavens, and the Father God then placed the Son and told the Son to sit at my right hand, Son, until I make your enemies your footstool. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That Christ is our great high priest, our advocate with the Father. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. The church can't go down. The Father God formed us, called us, justified us, and glorified us, placed his Son at his right hand to intercede for us. The church can't ever go down. The church is going to rise in the glory of God. There's no need for the church to fear. We're blessed with all spiritual. We are a blessed people of God. We are of the kingdom of God. What a blessing. So I encourage you, be steadfast. Be unmovable. Your faith. Your faith in this hour is being tested, even as the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ has said, brethren, count it all joy when you encounter various testings. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience. The testing of your faith. So you say you have faith now. Your faith is being tested now. Oh, it's really being tested now. Do you see, if you really in your heart believe God's word, you take God at his word, you take the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God as written in the Holy Scriptures, and I accept my faith, for an example, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. I love God. I'm called according to his purpose. I've been called for his purpose and his glory. He is behind the scenes working all things together for our good. He's working together for my good, for your good. You love God, you're called, you accepted Christ, you are in Christ, you believe God. God's behind the scenes. He's working it together for your good. I believe God. It's easy to believe God when everything is going good. You got money in the pocket, money in the bank, you got your bills paid. Woo, it's easy to believe God. Boy, but when you start losing all those things, and now this crisis out here, do you really have faith? I trust God to navigate us through this process. The testing of your faith. Why? Your faith got to be tested for your faith to grow and develop. How can you build muscle if you never have weight resistance? How can you build faith if you never have issues? How can you be a warrior if you never had a battle? Faith worketh patience. Patience is the ability to remain the same under pressure. God don't want you to fall apart. Your faith is being developed, but it's developing patience. So your faith is being tested and tried at the same time as developing so it can grow and advance and mature, as it were, so that you, under pressure, no matter what you're faced with, you remain the same, steadfast and unmovable in God's word of promise. Trust God. Believe God. Obey God. Why? He's with you and he's for you. God has not left you. Through your ups and downs, God has always been right there. You got to be steadfast in your faith. See, in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, tells you very clearly in Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 30. Let me get that real quickly. Hebrews 10, 30, 8. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't shrink in fear. Don't draw back in fear. Live by faith. Trust your God. He's with you. He's for you. He loves you. Believer, fear no evil, for God is with you. Well, we'll be back on the show live next Monday. Be steadfast and unmovable. Hold fast to the final authority, God's holy word to you. See you next week on the final authority. God bless.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.